You're listening to SBS News.
As New Zealand comes to terms with the failings leading up to the Christchurch attack, the incident is also forcing Australia's leaders to reflect. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally says the time is now.
We've never had a proper conversation in Australia about the extent to which the Christchurch shooter was radicalised in this country. One of our own committed that heinous act, and we've never really discussed how it came to be that he was so radicalised in Australia.
The Royal Commission into the 2019 massacre found the Australian terrorists responsible for the murder of 51 people slipped through the cracks. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern says she'll share the findings with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
The report does identify that there wasn't any record within Australian intelligence agencies over the terrorists. I certainly will point Prime Minister Morrison to any elements of the report that may be helpful to these systems.
Labor says the country's connection to the atrocity is a difficult truth, but it demands a stronger response from the government.
We know that right-wing extremism is on the rise in Australia and around the world. We also know that Australia is the only Five Eyes country that has not listed any right-wing extremist groups as terrorist organisations.
Christina Keneally is calling on the Parliament's powerful Intelligence and Security Committee to set up an inquiry into right-wing extremism.
Over the last 20 years, our approach to counterterrorism has been shaped by responding to the threat from violent Islamic extremism, and that's understandable. But right-wing extremism is different. Their ideologies are different. Their methods are different. The way that they organize themselves is different. And so we need to ensure that our laws and our policies fit that threat.
The Royal Commission into the Christchurch shooting also found New Zealand's security agencies were too focused on the threat of Islamic terrorism. Last week, the Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said he wouldn't draw distinctions between the dangers posed by different forms of extremists.
I don't care what their dress is. I don't care if their religion, their skin colour, their creed. I don't care. Our resources will be applied to neutralise that threat. Right, that's it. We are here to keep Australians safe. There are people that seek to do us harm, and I'm not getting into silly, stupid, petty arguments or discussions about that sort of interpretation.
Counter-terrorism expert Professor Greg Barton from Deakin University says establishing an inquiry is a sensible move in the current climate.
This is really timely. I mean, just what's happened elsewhere in the world speaks to the need to do this. We see an increase in far-right extremism in Europe and the US. We've had the wake-up call of Christchurch.
Australia's security agencies have also raised the alarm about the increased risk of right-wing extremism due to the pandemic. Earlier this year, ASIO revealed up to 40% of its counter-terrorism workload is now focused on far-right groups and individuals. It's also taking up the resources of the Australian Federal Police. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.